There are a lot of hurting and broken people in our community today that need to be prayed for, prayed with, and cared over. And it has been a sobering week with school children in varying levels involved with tragedies unimaginable. And so we are going to be the body of Christ this morning. We're going to pray into this focused today to pray over the things that are needful. I've got just kind of a list of some bullet points of groups of people that I feel like we need to bring before the Lord. Some of you may be aware that there was an accident earlier in the week. Mr. William Stock, who was on a motorcycle and had hit a deer, and then as the account that I read said, then a school bus came and ran over the gentleman, and maybe there were children on the bus. I'm not sure at that point, but I'm assuming there may have been. Also in conversation, though, I learned Mr. Stock has children of his own in the local school that will be affected by this unexpected death. More of you are probably aware at this point that Friday evening, or excuse me, afternoon, here on Main Street in the village, there was a horrendous accident, and one of our children from our elementary school is no longer with us. And so in the midst of that, it has been astounding to me to just see how this community circles up and cares for its own, if you will. After we had a memorial service here yesterday for the Lubinke family, I went over to the school, and Bonnie was already there, and several pastors and counselors and others were there to meet with people, the leadership of the school, to pray and counsel and whatever was needed. And it just continues to bless me, only being here for a year and a half, not here very long, but more times than not, I've seen this kind of experience where people pour out and give out and share. And it's a very powerful and humbling thing in the midst of a storm. And so today, I want us to be the family of God. And we're just going to pray together before we come to the table and receive the things that the Lord has for us. But as I've reflected on the impact of these two events, kind of so close to one another, both involving children and many others this week, you know, there's oftentimes we zone in on the ones that are very close, and there are many in the background that we overlook. There are so many civil servants, families, even strangers, that has a ripple effect touching their lives when these things happen. So I just felt we need to kind of go to plan B and set aside this morning a time of focused prayer. And because there is always this kind of ripple effect in these situations, we don't know to what extent it touches other people's lives. But we do know that prayer works and counts, as there are many hurting and broken and grieving today that need our prayers. Now, as I said a moment ago, the obvious ones that come into your purview or your sight are, you know, grandparents, parents, brothers and sisters and cousins, and all of those whose lives will never be the same when these things happen, and we need to lift them up. But then again, there are EMTs and police officers and fire and rescue workers and doctors and nurses and social service workers and counselors and school teachers and administrators, bus drivers, and even pastors who don't have a big S on their chest, who have seen things that are just very difficult to see and deal with. So we're going to lift them all up today. So even with that, I'm sure also as I go through this list, that there will be those that I overlook. And so you pray as the Lord leads you and places people on your heart as they come to your mind today. Amen. So another, before we go to prayer, though, I want to share two other ways that we can live out God's vision for this community as we love and serve others through things like discipleship and outreach and service and all of those kind of things. At 1 o'clock today at the high school, there will be a vigil. And as your schedule allows, I would encourage you to just show up and be a presence and do whatever you feel led to do as you are there with the community. And then later on in the day, Vonnie Vredenberg, who has training in bereavement counseling, has offered to be here at the church at 4 o'clock, from 4 to 5. If you want to come talk, pray, or if you know someone that says, I really wish I had someone to pray with, send them over here. And if we get to 5 o'clock and there's people still needing to meet here, we will not shut the doors. We'll just stay as long as is needful. So as we go to prayer, let's keep this real simple today. Let's do this. As I lift up a group of people or individuals, you just pray in your heart as the Lord leads you. And I may give a general term, but you may see a specific person that you know personally, and you need to just pray for them in that moment. I welcome you to lift the name out loud, but if it's just in your heart, that's fine. However you feel led to pray today. And you know, folks, for some of us, if you're not as closely connected and you don't know the person, for you, the best prayer may be, Lord, have mercy and show grace in the midst of this situation. But we all can join our hearts and pray. So let's do that in the midst of this storm. Let's pray. Oh Lord, our God, we come to you at this time. It's a time of great shock and grief, and we ask that in your grace, Lord, you would shed your peace and your comfort to all who are mourning this time of loss. It was so sudden and so very unexpected. So, Father, today, as your people, we simply first pray for grandparents. Father, we lift specifically Tim, who was Lisa's grandfather, before you this morning. And pray for a touch of grace in his life today. Lord, we lift moms and dads. Father, we pray for the empty place in the heart of a mother and father who will be waking up this week with one missing. Oh God, we pray for brothers and sisters. Pray for the storm in their hearts. For little eyes that have seen things that they really shouldn't. But they have. So Lord, we pray for grace, for schoolmates, Lord, as I was reminded, for those who will show up next week expecting business as usual, so to speak, and there will be an empty desk. God, we pray for a touch in the lives of those little ones that only you can give. Father God, we thank you so much for a community where I have witnessed time and again adults who reach out to our children in ways that are productive and effective and healthy. And so, Lord, even now we lift up those adult friends who tutor, who care for our children in ways seen and unseen. Oh God, we just cry out for their heart today as they try to make sense of the storm. And so, Jesus, we just say, lighten our darkness, Lord. Today we pray and comfort our sorrowing hearts. Oh God, pour out your peace. The only peace that passes understanding in the hearts of all that are grieving. Shower the assurance of your love on all at this time of sadness. And so, Holy One, today we ask for much grace for school teachers. They're in our midst. They're friends and colleagues and brothers and sisters in Christ. Oh God, we pray for school administrators today. We lift those counselors who counsel our children in good times and bad and in everyday ordinary circumstances, but especially for days like this, Lord, we pray for an extra portion of your grace, for your wisdom and your love. Your touch, because they need you now, Lord. Father, we bring the school bus drivers and extended family before you today. Specifically, Lord, we heavy on our hearts, we think of these two incidents where both were responsible, caring adults that just for whatever reason, something happened. And they are always so careful with the cargo that they have and the diligence that they take to every morning, knowing the weight of the responsibility. But, oh God, we pray for grace that they would turn to you. Receive healing, because there's so much guilt that has to be dealt with. Oh Lord, we just bring them before you this morning. Father, we pray for all of the civil servants that respond so quickly and in a day and age where authority is being challenged, and to be a police officer is not always seen as the most honorable thing. Lord, we honor those servants today, both men and women who take the badge seriously, who have seen things that none of us really want to look upon, and whose hearts are not the same because of it. We pray for those EMTs who come on site and do the wonderful things that they have been trained to do, but knowing that they have been poured out. They're just men and women like the rest of us who can easily be broken, scarred. Father, we pray for the fire and rescue workers, for the amazing response of doctors and nurses here in our local hospital and beyond. God, even the reminder with the table full of family and friends, pictures in the back of the sanctuary today. We lift up those military personnel in our midst, Lord, who are found faithful, who fight for things like freedom and liberty and integrity, and will put their life on the line for us. And so, Lord, we are not to grieve as those who have no hope. We're not. We're not to be as those who have not trusted you as a Savior, for our hope and our trust is in you, and our eyes are looking to you today for our strength, for our encouragement, for our comfort. Oh God, at this time of great sadness, Lord, today, this day, we cry out to you. So we call out to you for those who have never experienced your saving grace in their lives. Oh God, do a work in this place as only you can, in the midst of the storm. Father, for those who are struggling with their faith because of situations like this, I've heard it before. If your God is so good, then why fill in the blank? But Lord, you're not to blame. But God, we do. We lift those before you who are just looking for an excuse or a reason to turn away. And oh Lord, we pray that they would hold on a little longer. Maybe just barely trusting you today, Lord. I pray they hold on just a little longer. Father, we pray for those who are desperately realizing that without faith in the storm, they would be unable to make it. And Father, I would guess that's the majority of us in this place. We are desperate for you. So Lord, it's at times like this that we suddenly begin to realize the great frailty of our lives and the brief portion that we are permitted on this earth. So God calls all who are grieving here today to take stock of our own individual lives. Help us to be wise, and as the scripture tells us, to number our days. Father, help us to live our lives as unto the Lord, knowing that at any time you may choose to call us home. Thank you for the gift of prayer. Father, today, oh God, we pray. This day we pray for one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. However and for whatever reason we may be struggling in this place today, it may even not be related at all to the situation that I have brought up at hand. We may have come in with things unknown to our neighbors, but Lord, whatever it is, we lift one another before you today, knowing that without Jesus, none of us could make it. But in Christ, we can do all things well. Father, we pray for wisdom to respond wisely as your children in Christ to a very broken and hurting world. Even today, this afternoon, as we have the opportunity to witness to the faith that sustains us, may we be wise and righteous and holy. Oh God, now we pray for others who come to our mind that may not have fallen into any of the above groups or categories that I've listed, but whose lives are touched by the brokenness of this world. Father, we just simply cry out for our own broken hearts, that we offer to you, knowing that you can redeem any and all situations for your glory. And we need to hear that right now, because when we're in the midst of a storm, we cannot see that. But it's so true. You can redeem anything. And so we bless your name in this place today. Oh Lord, we would ask today that you would give us ways to live into your vision of making disciples for Christ in our community. That we may see what the world would see as a tragedy, a blessing. That we may see what is only darkness and brokenness as an opportunity to lift you and to glorify you and to bring restoration and healing, because that's what you do. So help us to see today, Lord. Thank you. We can say thank you in the midst of a difficult season. Thank you, Father, that our times are in your hands and there are no sudden deaths in your economy. In fact, may we live wisely from this day forward and use us, we pray. Use us. Oh God, use us to be a comfort to others who may experience similar times of great sadness. In Jesus' name today, we all simply pray. Amen and amen.